Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening and welcome aboard from Albany, New York. It is the NCAA Iowa Hawkeyes and the LSU Tigers in a game that will punch the third of four Final Four berths here as we come to you live here from MVP Arena, and what they're expecting, a sellout crowd to roll their way into this arena in upstate New York, the state capital. Iowa LSU have some history. A year ago, they collided in the national championship game down in Dallas, and a convincing win, a rollicking win, if you will, by the Bayou Bengals. But there is no Jasmine Carson here, and she was the outstanding player, a guard out of Memphis who a year ago lit up Iowa for 22 points. But it wasn't even the 7-3s. Well, it was the 7-3s, but it's where they took place. It's where they happened in the context of the game, which made the difference. So she's not here, but a very talented LSU team awaits. So Iowa and LSU in a game which will be moved from ABC over to ESPN. And they're expecting record, absolutely record television ratings for this Monday night regional final, if you will, here in Albany, New York at MVP Arena. Already two teams have punched their tickets, South Carolina and North Carolina State. And at Raleigh-Durham, man, they're living large. Men are going to the Final Four in Glendale as an 11 seed, the highest seed ever to punch a Final Four ticket. I know LSU under Dale Brown, I think I want to say they were a 10 seed. So now North Carolina State heads to the Final Four in Glendale. We'll talk about the men's action. And later on, Dr. Michelle Malkin on the ever burgeoning and expanding scope of legalized gambling. Report today in the New York Times and statistics that are very alarming, not only at the college level, but across the country when it comes to sports. Dominic Jimenez produces. We're coming to you live from MVP Arena. It's all part of Sports Overnight America. We're presented by Iowa EPS. I want to thank the Cataldo family. And also we are presented by Innovative Wellness in Clive, Iowa, and Randy Byrne in Vanguard Utility Partners. We're coming back as we get ready for Iowa LSU on a Monday on Sports Byline.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
We talked about in the locker room at halftime is like really come out and dominate that third quarter from the start, and that's exactly what we did. We forced them to use a timeout, and I thought we just really controlled the game. Once we got that lead, we were able to sustain it. Even when they went on a few runs, we were able to switch up our player defense, our zone defense. I thought that caused them a few problems. But overall, I just thought we executed offensively, whether it was in zone, whether it was in man-to-man, whether it was in transition, and then we did a great job on defense.
There you go, Caitlin Clark. That was Saturday after Iowa and Caitlin overpowered, upset-minded Colorado here at MVP Arena in Albany. Outstanding performance, 29 points, 15 assists, and 6 rebounds. She was absolutely outstanding. But we'll get more into, you know, the X's and O's here. But, you know, as we go into the overnight, we're going to have our Final Four set, and both the men and the women want to spend some time on the men's stuff as well. But I want to say this because I really believe it. As much as I think LSU-Iowa may go down historically in terms of TV numbers to be an all-time watched game, I think that's going to be very much interesting to see. But the late game tonight, immediately following this, and we'll keep you apprised, obviously, through the overnight, but Southern Cal Juju Watkins and a healthy Paige Buchers and Gino Auriemma, who recently celebrated his 70th birthday, and a legendary UConn program, ran the table, much like South Carolina's trying to do back in 2016, and Connecticut has just been a dominant program. USC Connecticut might be the better of the two games. I want to just, you know, not to stir the pot or anything and get people back in Iowa riled up, but I'll tell you this. USC and UConn out at the Moda Center in Portland has a chance to be equally as significant because there's a Final Four berth on the line, Cleveland, Friday night. So we're set with South Carolina, NC State. Iowa, UConn, Iowa, Southern Cal, LSU, UConn, LSU, USC. So we could have a pair of USCs in here, University of South Carolina, University of Southern California, and Iowa and Connecticut, obviously trying to punch their Final Four tickets for Cleveland Friday night. And then the 2024 women's NCAA champion will be crowned Sunday night on ABC. So, yeah, we'll do some of the X's and O's. Look, at the Clark is the key figure here without a question. There's no denying she's the face of sports today. I mean, you try to think about it. football is not being played right now. Otherwise, yeah, Mahomes, Kelsey, Kansas City, Dynasty. NBA, yes, Curry, big name. Durant, big name. We could go on and on. The Greek, the tandem in Boston with Tatum and Brown. Plenty of stars in the NBA, but right now it's a six-foot guard from West Des Moines, Iowa, by the name of Caitlin Clark, and she is just right now being illuminated at a level which you can't, you couldn't, I never could have fathomed this. My question for people now is, did you ever think you'd be sitting here on April Fool's Day, 2024, and be sitting down to a game that is tangibly significant across the country? It is significant. The only thing that, you know, Disney surprised me because I thought they're going to put this game up on ABC. Instead, they opt for ESPN. And, they didn't put it on the internet, right, a streaming situation, although it's on ESPN Plus. But yeah, my point is, yeah, a rerun of Jeopardy, also American Idol, that's what Disney's putting up against it. So, you know, it gave me the idea that, hey, not so fast. Don't overhype this game. Let this game evolve. Let the storyline evolve tonight. In advance of this, hey, this team has a history. These teams have a history in a matchup last year in Dallas, which got ugly. I mean, we had gesturing. We had some gamesmanship, some trash talking, which really is, I don't know, it got overblown. I think we'll see more of it. I really do. I think we'll see more of it. Probably see some of the UConn-Southern Cal game, too. There's some salty characters, okay? Juju Watkins, competitive as heck. Paige Buechers, gal from Minnesota, tough as nails. She has battled debilitating injuries and healthy. Now, this is going to get some people wound up. Paige Buechers might be the best player in America, but she has played through injuries. And look, I'm not going to sit here and pick Clark's game apart. Yeah, I mean, there's probably some defensive stuff about Caitlin Clark that people want to talk about. She's a prolific shooter, an incredible passer. She's unselfish. That's the thing that really struck me in Iowa's win over Colorado. She got her 29 points. She got hers. But her 15 assists was alarming. And Affelter, Sydney Affelter, had a stat line on Saturday and a contribution to Lisa Bluter's Iowa Hawkeyes that didn't get the attention it deserved. She played absolutely phenomenal. And so, too, did Gabby Marshall. On the other side of the equation, this LSU team plays with swagger. It's interesting because it's more about the coach than it is the players. It's Mulkey. The way she dresses, the way she carries herself, the quotes, everything. The whole package puts Kim Mulkey in front of the team, not only collectively, but individually. And therein lies the difference. And I think ultimately, you want your team to be about your players. As great as Gino Auriemma is as a coach, as great as Pat Summitt was at Tennessee, notice how those players got illuminated as much, if not more. And I think in many cases, more at both UConn and Tennessee. So, you know, here we go again. We're going round two. The media loves this matchup. Television's going to love this matchup. The ratings will be absolutely, I think, blockbuster. And I hope the game lives up to, I hope the game lives up to the hype. And what a lead-in, hey. What a lead-in for Southern Cal and Connecticut tonight out in Portland. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better lead-in. And then finally in this segment, I'll say this. I'll repeat. Women's basketball and these gals have done something very few people could realistically expect to happen. The question now becomes, can it sustain? Can it sustain? I think it can. I really do. Because what I've seen here in Albany over the last 3 or 4 days is a generational player. I'm looking at more 22 jerseys than you could shake a stick at. The mall's here. in Albany were smart enough. And you just see it everywhere. Grown men, grown women, kids. Black and gold, number 22 with Clark on the back. When someone said to me the other day, she's Tiger Woods, I said, come on now, slow down. But you know what? It feels like that. It's not what you think. It's what you feel. And what you feel about Caitlin Clark is enormous. She can't walk around with her teammates. She can't sit in the stands with her teammates. She just gets mobbed. It is really something to see. It is a spectacle. And I hadn't a clue. I had not a clue. But boy, have we seen it borne out here in Albany, New York. Just, you know, time after time, you know, you're seeing Caitlin in a situation where she's being sought after. Obviously, you know, media appointments for her, interviews, it's incredible to watch this unfold. Absolutely incredible to watch this unfold. All right. When we come back, we will spend some more time with the women's basketball. We'll get to the men's Final Four. How about NC State? How about DJ Burns? You got a pair of DJs on that team. Started with a late season surge, hard to even fathom run through the ACC tournament, and then ultimately they punched their Final Four ticket with their second straight win over Duke in convincing fashion yesterday in Dallas. We'll come back. I'm Marty Terrell. We're live at MVP Arena, Iowa, and LSU on a Monday night on Sports Overnight. We're coming back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Yeah, I think we kind of have to pick and choose with our team. Obviously, there's a lot of attention on Caitlin, and she's going to get one or two people who all have to look at her throughout the whole possession. So I think that leaves other people open. You know, I think she does a great job of finding her teammates, finding who's open, reading the defense before the defense even does what they're going to do. And I think that truly speaks to what we try to do. We pass up good shots for great shots. We really pride ourselves in our assists, and I think we're kind of just hard to guard because you have to pick and choose. If you're going to stay in on Hannah, the shooters are going to be wide open. And I think that's kind of what you saw tonight. It's just like a complete basketball game. And 20 assists, I mean, that's Iowa basketball for you right there.
That's Iowa guard Gabby Marshall. She was huge here on Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. Gabby Marshall stepped up. She had been in a protracted shooting slump, and she totally turned it around. And again, Caitlin Clark gets all the credit, well, not all the credit, but a huge amount of credit, identifying that the defense was sagging down low and then kick out passes to Gabby Marshall in spot up threes. And she connected on four and just did an outstanding job. And I was so glad to see Coach Bluder say, hey, because they made a mistake. They had the wrong placards up at the media interview room, and Coach Bluder said, hey, Gabby, don't go anywhere. Boom. And she got her credit in front of the national media. And she will be absolutely instrumental tonight because LSU's coming with, you know, full guns to try to slow down Clark. They're going to try to edge her at the top of the key and not give her open looks. It's going to be fascinating to watch how Iowa responds to LSU's defense. Great job. And thank you, Dominic Jimenez, again, for the Gabby Marshall cut. All right, let's get to the men's side here. And again, we got Dr. Michelle Malkin coming up, East Carolina University, on the burgeoning gambling, sports gambling situation. Our gambling series will continue here on Sports Overnight America. And obviously, the Final Four is coming up Friday. It'll all start Friday in Cleveland. It'll all start Friday in Cleveland, and then the men, of course, in Glendale, Arizona. I mean, the NC State story is just, it's hard to imagine. It harkens back to 1983, national title, Phi Slamma Jamma. They beat Houston and Albuquerque. Who can forget it? And so Kevin Keats, you know, listen, this wasn't a guy that anybody was talking about in the ACC. ACC, you know what it is. It begins and ends with North Carolina and Duke. And NC State's kind of been this tobacco road, you know, redheaded stepchild. And what they have done is just mind-blowing. You know, and now they go up against Purdue, and you say to yourself, they're going to be double-digit underdogs. They're not going to be given a chance. And you just can't go there. They're on a roll, an epic roll. The only thing that's going to slow them down right now is the time off. They got a week. And DJ Burns Jr., outstanding, 29 points, 20 more out of the other DJ, DJ Horn. And this team just believes. And I love it. The quotes are, every time we win, people call it an upset. And they're saying it isn't an upset. They're playing the basket looks big. They're showing no fear. And yeah, reality can set in, and it could easily set in. Purdue and UConn look very dangerous. It's an interesting contrast because you've got Duke and Purdue, which right now are just dominating. Just dominating. I mean, Purdue won by six, but it was a dominant performance by Eddie. But here's where you go. Then you look at the other draw, and you look at Alabama and UConn is destroying people. What, 13, 14 straight wins, double digits? They're just dismantling people. I mean, I sat there on Saturday night in stone-cold disbelief. Saturday afternoon rather, and they just rolled and put together what a 28-2 run, but really it was 30 when you talk about the 2 points that carried over from the first half. So just a dismantling by UConn of Illinois. And then you've got Alabama, and you're looking at this team, and you're saying, what are they doing here? What's Alabama doing here? What's Alabama doing here? This is a very good team. And Nate Oates has done a great job coaching this team. They play unselfish basketball, battle-tested in the SEC. And much like NC State, you don't want to face Alabama because it's only a big game. Well, of course, you get to the Final Four, it's only a big game for them if they win. They're not supposed to win. These are going to be two sizable underdogs. And a lot of people have already, you know, made it a foregone conclusion that it's going to be Purdue and UConn a week from tonight. And it very well could be. Easily could be. No guarantee. No guarantee at all. And it will be, I think, tremendous to watch. But the scene here we have as we come back to Albany and we just sit here and you look around and you can see this building. And the other thing to look for, this was a huge ticket. Absolutely huge ticket. Saturday afternoon, Friday, they had a Friday, Saturday. It's just a tremendous region. You had Oregon State, who surprisingly traveled well for a team that came clear across the country that's now devoid of a conference affiliation after this year. Maybe they go to the West Coast Conference. We shall see. You had Indiana here, and it was great to watch. You had UCLA here. So you had some real, marquee programs here. And so the sellout and the demand for the tickets was expected. But here's what I was asked. I missed the Oregon State game yesterday, and I should mention South Carolina. I missed that game yesterday, and it wasn't sold out. There were empty seats here. Now, tonight you've got LSU and Iowa, and there's people here saying, there's just no way they're going to fill this building. I mean, you just can't. We're in Albany, New York. You got Iowa and you got LSU, and LSU, as good as they are, they don't travel. I'm telling you, this building's packed. And we got 41 minutes till tip-off. So, and a lot of people think it's the Caitlin effect. And I think that's unfair to LSU, and I think it's an undeserving tag on them that they don't, they're playing a huge role in this. And, there's been a lot of controversy. The Washington Post, the Kent Babb piece, much discussed, much read. Angel Reese gets under people's skin. The gestures, the L.A. Times calling them the dirty debutantes, trash talkers. They admit it. Kim Mulkey says, yeah, we trash talk. This is what this team does. So far, they've backed it up. Last year, they backed it up with a national title. But I'll say it again. For about the 20th time, Jasmine Carson was huge in that win. 22 points, 7 of 8 from the floor. She could not miss. She could not miss from beyond the arc. And she was hard to miss because she had orange hair. She looked like an orange highlighter. I mean, it was as orange as Ronald McDonald. But man, oh man, did she put on a shooting performance. And LSU pulled away 102-85 at American Airlines Arena in Dallas. So, again, the great crowd turning out here. TV, hype, women's basketball. Two and possibly three or four pros on the floor tonight. We know that Clark will clearly be the number one pick in the WNBA draft. Not going back for a COVID year at Iowa. And it is just going to be fascinating to watch this unfold tonight. And then to talk about it. I mean, I'm as excited about tomorrow's show as I am tonight's because we get to talk about this. We get to observe. We get to talk to the protagonists. We get to see how this thing unfolds. The camera never blinks. The ESPN camera will not blink. So if there is some ugliness, who knows? But I'll tell you, the entertainment value and the buildup to this is just stunning. And I'll be honest, I'm one of the many, I think, in this industry who just said, I'll watch it, but I'm not going to pay attention really all that much. And right now, you can't ignore these gals. You can't ignore what they're doing. And it's really fascinating because not only is it what they're doing on the court, it's what they're doing off the court. In some cases, many good things. In some other cases, maybe not so good. And that's what Mulkey was, you know, dragged through with Kent Babb of the Washington Post and the LA Times. You know, I think her marriage and her family stuff should be off limits. It's not anymore. Nothing is off limits. When you're in the public eye and the women's game is burgeoning, and I mean bursting at the seams with growth, there's nothing sacred. There's nothing that's not going to go be held under the illumination of the media. And it's even more so now with the, you know, just staggering, eye-arching reach of social media. So we'll see. And that's why, you know, Mulkey, you know, hey, she has players whose sexual preference has got under her skin. Their social media habits have got under her skin. How they interact with each other, both on and off the court, has gotten under her skin. And she's been very open about that. Her disdain for it. She's been very, very open about that. All right, we are up against the break, and my screen went dark. So, Dom, if you could flash up time to break. Noisy in here. Outstanding turnout. People continue to belly their way through the turnstiles here at the MVP Arena in Albany, New York. When we come back, Dr. Michelle Malkin, the proliferation of gambling, sports gambling, recently legalized in North Carolina. And she's at East Carolina University. We'll chat with Dr. Malkin coming up here on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell in Albany, coming right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain? Perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities. Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295.
That's 800-965-1295.
Just really proud of the way that we played today. I thought we played really good team basketball. We got everybody involved. We had five people in double figures. Did a great job on the boards. You know, they only got four offensive rebounds in the whole second half. You know, I'm really proud of my group. And, you know, Caitlin comes out and has 15 assists, only two turnovers. I thought that there were so many people that played well in this game. Sita Folter has the highest plus-minus of anybody. Gabby Marshall knocks down threes. Kate Martin, her leadership out there is absolutely unbelievable.
There you go, Lisa Bluter, head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, as they get ready for LSU tonight. We're here in Albany, New York. And I'll say it, I think she's a friend of the program, and I really enjoy this woman. Her name is Dr. Michelle Malkin. She is assistant professor, Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology and Gambling Research and Policy Initiative. I call it GRPI, G-R-P-I, Gambling Research and Policy Initiative. Bottom line is she's examining gambling and has so. And the criminal behavior oftentimes that results from compulsive gambling. Dr. Malkin, I'm at a noisy MVP arena. Kind of wish you were sitting alongside tonight, because I think we're going to see a heck of a game. Iowa-LSU. Let's start right there. You're gonna take in this action tonight on ESPN, Dr. Malkin?
Yeah, I'm happy to say that I'm a big fan of women's basketball, and I'm glad that I can enjoy it without having to gamble on any of it.
We appreciate that. Dr. Malkin, all kidding aside, let's, you know, get right down to it. New York Times today, alarming statistics are now coming out. And the way it's titled is, we know that professional franchises in sports, we've also seen colleges benefit and have now crossed that, you know, that barrier, that boundary into taking money from legal sports entities. But they're also now seeing a very ugly underbelly. And we've seen it in baseball at the start of the season with a burgeoning situation, perhaps, with Shohei Ohtani, and also with a player with the Toronto Raptors. So long story short, you're not surprised now in the least about what we're seeing, that ugly underbelly of legalized gambling. Let's start right there and get your thoughts.
Yeah. When we were first being asked, is there going to be some sort of controversy, our answer was always, it's already happening, we just don't know. And now there's so many more eyes kind of watching people's behavior, it is not surprising at all that as we expand legalized gambling, there's going to be some ethical and other kind of criminal situations occurring connected with gambling and sports.
Can you forecast what you may sense is going to happen over the next, I don't know, foreseeable future, year or two? I mean, when it wasn't legal, we had issues and games being fixed and problem gambling spilling over to the courts and the football fields. What is your sense of where this is headed?
I still am mostly concerned with how it is not only impacting athletes and student athletes, but it is impacting them through outside influence of how to ensure that somebody they know wins. And so I often say it's going to be the person who is not the best player on the field who is going to be engaged in some sort of
I got a
nice long
band right in front of me. I knew that was
going to
happen.
Not a problem. It's an exciting place for you to be.
No, I appreciate it. Hey, Dr. Malkin, let me ask you this question. It leads to people committing crimes. That's the bottom line is. It can. And we've seen that happen time and time again. Explain how that unfolds. Could you please?
My pleasure. That is definitely my expertise. And that is, as people go down the pathway towards severe compulsive gambling, or what we call gambling disorder, they start to run out of legal avenues to money. And that ends up resulting in severe depression, anxiety, stress, And that will lead somebody to make the bad decision to commit a crime in order to keep gambling just so that they can pay down the debt caused by gambling and also try to fix all the other problems in their lives. So we tend to see monetary kind of criminal activities occurring as people go down the pathway to severe gambling disorder. And I'm currently running a study that is showing that as many as 98% of those people who have committed a gambling-motivated crime are at the most severe levels of gambling disorder. Right. They go hand in hand.
So where are we headed in that department? And what can the professional leagues do? What should people do when they start to identify that these problem gambling situations have spilled over into criminal behavior? Where do we go? More treatment, more awareness? Where do we go, in your opinion?
Well, as we know, gambling disorder can be a very silent addiction, and people don't realize the resources that are available to them until it's too late. What we really need is to be building resources in the criminal justice arena, where we are setting up diversion programs and treatment over incarceration for those people who have gambling disorder, because what we know is those who commit a gambling motivated crime are not receiving that treatment if they're incarcerated. And so their likelihood to recidivate goes way up. And also, as much as 30% of those people incarcerated have a gambling disorder, and they actually develop it while incarcerated. So we really need to have markets that are looking at continuing to expand legalized gambling, also looking at how can they have a criminal justice system that serves the people who are most affected by it, which are those people who end up with severe gambling disorder. And over 50% of them will commit a crime.
Dr. Malkin, how can people get treatment? What can they do?
Well, the
there's Gamblers Anonymous, there's therapy. Give us an idea.
So we now have a national hotline, 1-800-GAMBLER, that is available in almost every state. We also have gambling certified counselors. Not one thing works for everybody. Some people do great with Gamblers Anonymous. Others are actually finding great help through other 12-step programs that are outside of GA. There are others who are finding help through social media, like Facebook groups specific to their needs. And so there are a lot of different avenues. The most important thing is for the person to come to the realization that they're ready to stop and ready for help. It's the affected others, the family members, the spouses who want the loved one to get help, but until somebody is actually ready to accept help, to admit that they have a problem, it's impossible to get them the help they need.
Dr. Michelle Malkin, yes. And again, I can hear you, Dr. Malkin. I appreciate you staying with me for just one more question is, I have a problem with the disclaimers. The gambling companies mention that there's help out there at 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-BETS-OFF back in Iowa. You know, we now have, I believe, 38 states. North Carolina recently came on board. It's a throwaway disclaimer at the end of the ad. I mean, to meet some kind of regulation. I do think the head of the NCAA, Charlie Baker, has a good idea. We have got to limit these bets on players' performance at the college level. They're called propositional bets. So they're taking measures. Yeah, they're taking measures, but it just doesn't seem like it's enough to me. And I really think the fact that it's legal, the college sports is legal, the genie's out of the bottle, and I do think the problems are only going to mount. I really do. So kind of a long-winded dissertation there, but give me your thoughts on that in closing, and I appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about student-athletes being told that people are placing bets on whether they're going to get 4 assists, 12 points, and this, and them not just playing the game to play the game and do the best they can, but to try to meet those prop bet goals and people pushing on them to make those goals. And, you know, when somebody gets injured, they may make the wrong decision to come back in the game because they're worried about that kind of stuff. The most important thing for our student athletes is for them to play the best they can, to play as a team, and to not be about the single individual and how well they perform in any one game. So I really support Governor Baker's kind of push towards not doing that. In terms of the industry and their responsible gaming, which is what they call it, messaging, you know, it is a requirement for most jurisdictions that they have to have that messaging. And a lot of them have pages about responsible gaming on it. But the truth is that most people don't pay attention to that stuff until it's too late.
I appreciate you so much. I will tell you that Friday night, the Final Four will start in Cleveland. The men will start in Glendale, Arizona. It'll run through Monday. The women will crown a champion, of course, on Sunday night, and then Monday night, the national championship. And then we go into the Masters. This time of year, it's a absolute petri dish of now what is legal gambling. And the illegal gambling continues as well. Listen, thank you so much. In a very high-profile spot here in Albany, I appreciate you coming on and talking about a subject that is, let's just look at it this way. It's a touchy subject with a lot of people, including the NCAA and all the professional leagues. Dr. Malkin, I thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and hope you enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you so much. All right. Our series on gambling and sports gambling continues here on Sports Overnight America here. Dr. Michelle Malkin here. Yeah, and anybody who didn't think there was going to be a sellout crowd here tonight was wrong. It is an overflow crowd, and I will even predict the really upper reaches and some standing room could unfold here tonight. Just an amazing atmosphere as we get ready for Iowa and LSU. Iowa, of course, warming up, and LSU as well at opposite ends of the court here. A sellout crowd here, and away we go. I guess the story with the women that we really didn't really touch on is, you know, is South Carolina and Coach Dawn Staley. They just look tremendously proficient. Two big gals who really pack it in defensively, and they run the floor. I mean, I don't know that they have a weakness. I really don't. Will I be surprised if they get beat? Yeah, Iowa beat them a year ago. Coach Staley was quoted today by Zach Brazilier in the New York Post as saying, yeah, we're a different team this year, without saying we're head and shoulders better. We're just a different team. And they haven't experienced defeat. And Oregon State gave them a heck of a game for about 30 minutes. But a lot of teams can hang around. Indiana got down 22 points and came roaring back. A lot of teams have done that. South Carolina has been very lucky this year. They've won games they should have lost. Tennessee, I want to say, had them beat. And by the way, fired their coach today. But listen, are they perfect? I don't think they're as good as some of the great UConn teams. I don't think they're as good as that 2016 UConn Husky team that ran the table. But that was 8 years ago. And right now in the here and now, South Carolina looks like much like Connecticut on the men's side. It's going to take a darn near Herculean effort to beat these teams. UConn on the men's side, South Carolina on the women's side. We'll get our final break. We'll come back. What are we streaming? What are we screaming about tonight? If you're not watching it on TV, you're streaming on ESPN+. You're watching Iowa and LSU here in Albany. We're coming back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back to Albany. Closing moments of the program on a Monday into a Tuesday. Sports Overnight America, LSU Pep Band is regaling a nearly 15,000 person capacity crowd here tonight at MVP Arena in Albany, New York, as we get ready for Iowa and LSU. Now, tomorrow in the program, we'll have all the reaction, all the analysis. We'll have the Final Four set for Cleveland Friday night. Iowa advances. We will originate from Cleveland on Friday and Saturday night. We look forward to that as well. So should be interesting. Saturday night would be our off night in Cleveland, Ohio. So we look forward to that. You don't need to hear my prediction tonight. I think we're going to see a heck of a game here. But I'll say it again, as I said in the open, something tells me Southern Cal and Connecticut have flown under the Caitlin Clark media hype, and we might just get Juju Watkins and Paige Bueker put on a performance tonight that not a lot of people are talking about, or not enough people are talking about. I think that's going to be a potentially a sensational game out at the Motor Center in Portland. But yeah, two Final Four teams have punched their tickets. South Carolina and NC State will play on Friday, and the other two will be determined on this very night, one here in Albany and the other one in Portland, Oregon. So it's been a great, great NCAA tournament. A couple Sundays ago, we were putting selection shows together, seeding teams, filling out brackets, and now the bracket racket has now come to put up or shut up time with two titans right now, Iowa, Caitlin Clark, and a collection of talent, figuratively speaking, led by Angel Reese, but there's a lot of talent on that LSU team. So we shall see. Enjoy it wherever you are. We'll break it down in the overnight, and we will be back here tomorrow to spend an hour looking back on what could be a momentous Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Byline with this women's college basketball. For Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew, I am Marty Terrell. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the games wherever you are, across the country on iHeart. Tune in and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Adios from Albany.